left out in the middle of 100 different things.
We'll try to finish some of them. Okay. Again, Rabbi Shmuel had a theory, which is not accepted. They claim that the bracha Rishana Bar Mim Zainus is restricted. That's what we always thought. It's restricted to the Chameshis Mine Dogon. Only Chameshis Mine Dogon are called Lechem, and you say Hamoitzi, and you wash until Sidayim, and you Chayv and Chala. So they thought that the same is for Bar Mim Zainus. The Gemara says we don't accept their opinion. Why? Because there's a Tosefta that says not so. The Sefta says the favors that you say Bar Mim Zainus. And not only Chameshis Mini Dog, he said Barbini Mizainis, and Oires also, and Pasoris. Fine. So we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel. Tiyufta the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. So here the Rishonim had a discussion. Maybe Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri claims that Oires is one of the Chameshis Mini, one of the Mini Dog, not Chameshis Mini, there's more than five. But Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri never said explicitly Bevadois and Doichen, he said an Oires. So that's what Sam Rishonim said. Bech Manuri only said an Anora. So then Sam Rishonim again said the same as Tiyuta, Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta, only Anora is not on Doichen. Okay. So that's the issue. What exactly is Oris? Whether Oris is rice or Doichen is rice. Okay. But whatever Oris is, the Puerto Ricans will say Bar Minim Zainis on the rice, and the Arabs will say Bar Minim Zainis on the rice. And the brisket, I'm not sure. They're not sure. What bracha to say on rice. Okay. So now that we've established that the bracha is very minimum zainis, what's the bracha achreina? So if you're proving everything from this tosefta, the this tosefta says that the bracha achreina is ala michyo. So the Gemara says, but we have another brisa that says, not zvatanya, libisofa loklum, you say bar nefashis afterwards. So the Gemara first suggests, amar avsheshes loikasha, that's what we left off. Harab Gamliel Harabona. So Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Rabbona. What Machlekes? This is not the famous Machlekes. The famous Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbonon that the Gemara quotes here on Amud Aleph. That's an old Machlekes. Whether you say Birchas Hamazon on all Shivas Aminim, how do you read the pasuk in Chumash in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim? Eretz Chito Sarigef Teiminim Eretz Zeshemin Advosh Vechalta Vesvata Virachta goes on everything. So Rabbi Gamliel says it goes on all the Shivas Aminim. He say Birchas Hamazon on all the Shivas Aminim. And the Chachamim disagree that it's not so. Eretz Yivsegwinyan, Birchas Hamazon only goes on Lechem, and on the other Shivas Aminim you only say Ala Michya. Fine, Aloetz or Prihoetz. So that's the famous Machlekes. So the Gemara quotes over here this Brisa, the famous Machlekes, that appears later in the Mishnah as well. And then, where's that in the Mishnah later in the Perek? No. Mishnah Mem Dalan Amid Aleph. Mishnah Mem Dalan, second Mishnah Mem Dalan Amid Aleph. Ochal Anova Metenu Viri Moidim Mivorach Achrem Sholosh Brochas Dibri Rabbi Gamliel Vachacham Imam Mivorach Achas Mein Sholosh. So that's the famous Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham that appears in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, my time in the Rabbi Gamliel. That's the way he reads the Pasuk in Voice Chanan. In the beginning of Chumash Dvar. Eretz Chita Sar Bechalta Besavata Virachta Sashem Elokechlam. And the Chachamim say Eretz Hipsikunya. That's the famous Machlekes. Then the Gemara quotes this Braise for the, also to Sefta, for the next line, the last line on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yudah Eimim Mishmo. In the name of Rabbi Gamliel, he adds on another Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanan. That's not so famous. That what? One Machlekes is on the Shivas Aminim, whether you say Birchas Hamazon. Kol Shuhu, what does Rabbi Gamliel say? Kol Shuhu Mishivas Haminim, Veloy Min Dogon. He eats a lot of grapes, he eats pomegranates, whatever. So Rabbi Gamliel holds he say Birchas Hamazon. Or Min Dogon Velo Asoy Pas, or you had cake, or you had farina, wheatina, Cheerios, whatever. So Rabbi Gamliel says that you say Birchas Hamazon. He holds that you say Birchas Hamazon instead of Ala Michyo, instead of Ala Yisrochom and Brochachas. Then Rabbi Yudah Oimim Mishmo, there's a second Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel Rabban, totally unrelated to the first Machlekes. That what if you have Pasar is V'doichin? Rabbi Gamliel says the Brochachrein is Ala Michyo, and the Chachamim say Bar Nefashis. Unrelated to the first Machlekes. First Machlekes. The Machlekes in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, how do you read the Pesukim of Chumash? Second Machlekes is not how to read the Chumash. Oriz V'Dochen doesn't appear in the Chumash. They both, Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham, they both agree that Oriz V'Dochen is not, neither holds like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Neither holds that Aris V'Dochen is from the Minei Doga. It's not from the Minei Doga. Rabbi Gamliel nonetheless holds, so that's why Rabbi Gamliel will never say Birchus HaMazon after he passed Aris. But he holds that you say Ala Michyo after Passeris. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that you say Birchus HaMazon after Passeris. But here nobody holds like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So the second machlek is Rabbi Gamliel Nachachamim. The Rabbi Gamliel holds that you say Ala Michyo after Passeris, and the Rabbana disagree. And they say bar nefashos. So the Gemara says, Gemara suggests, maybe that's the yishuv to the apparent steer between the two brises. One brise said that if you have rice, after the rice you should say bar nefashos. And one brise says that after the rice you say alamichis. So the Gemara says, machlek is satana. Then the Gemara says it's wrong. The Gemara says, it cannot be. You're telling me that this long Tosefta that starts from the middle of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the long quote from the Tosefta, that's the one that says that the bracha achreina, that the bracha achreina on the rice is going to be ala michya. So the Gemara says you can't say that that Tosefta follows Rabbi Gamliel Shittin. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you say Birchas Hamazon after eating cake. So what does the Brisa say? Tchana afo bishla bezman she'en aprisis kayamois, that sometimes you say mizaynis and sometimes you say hamoitzi, if you have French toast or you have matzah brai. So the Brisa says sometimes it prusis kayamois, whatever that means, we'll have to spend time on Amud Beis. That's a long discussion on Amud Beis. What do the words mean? So sometimes the French toast will be hamoitzi, sometimes it'll be Bar Min Mizanis. When it's going to be Hamoitzi, then the Bracha Achrein is going to be Birchas HaMazon. When it's going to be Bar Min Mizanis, then the Bracha Achrein is going to be Ala Michya. That's good the way we hold. That's normal, the way we were trained when we were little children, for the kids of Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbi Gamliel doesn't agree with anything. Rabbi Gamliel says that you say Birchas HaMazon after having grapes. So he says Birchas HaMazon after eating Chameshis Mini Dogon Velav Pas. The top line, Oshuhu Min Dogon Velav Asor Pas. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's Sholosh Brachas. You say Birchas HaMazon. So you can't say that that Tosefta follows Rabbi Gamliel. The Tosefta follows the Rabbanan. So how come it says in the Tosefta that if you're eating Pasoires, that you say in advance, you say Bari Minim Mizaynis, and afterwards you say Ala Michya? It can't be Ala Michya. Ala Michya is only Rabbi Gamliel Shita. And this Tosefta is clearly in disagreement with Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara says, you're right, you have to be magia, the Tosefta. It doesn't read straight. The Brocha Achreina for rice, halacha lemaisa, like the Rabbanon, is bar nefashos. That's the final conclusion. Ele li'olam Rabbanon, 10 lines from the top of on the base. Li'olam Rabbanon, the Tani, Gabi Yoris, you have to correct the Girsa, you have to read it, l'besof einim b'baruch olav alai klum. You don't say alamichi, you say bar nefashos. That's how we pass. Fine. Here we discuss briefly the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. This is, we have Birchas HaMazon Deraisa, it is only on Lechem. That's how we pass, only on Lechem. Then the Gemara has three opinions in Tanaim, how much Lechem do you have to eat in order to be obligated Min HaTorah to recite Birchas HaMazon. So that's the Gemara in Shloshi Shochel. So one Tana says a Kazayis and one Tana says a Kebetza, a Meir Abuda, and we paskin like neither in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion. Some Rishonim paskin Kazayis. Rabbi Natan paskin Kazayis. We'll have to get to the Gemara. And we paskin neither. Here, that's the Mishnah, Mem Hei Amar Aleph, the last two lines in the Mishnah, beginning of Shlosh HaShachar. Ad Kama Mizamnim, how much bread does a person have to eat that he should be obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon and you can be mitzarif him to bench Mezumin? The machlekes is not really, the machlekes hatanaim is not really in Hilchas Birchas Zimun. It's really machlekes in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon Deraisa. That's how the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yudah says Ad Kizayis. Why is Ad Kizayis? Because as we are chalta v'savata v'rachta, so he says, Ein achila p'chusa mikazayis. If you eat a kazayis of bread, you're obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon min HaTorah. Who, the first one is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Ad Kizayis. Rabbi Yudah says Ad Kibetza. No, it says V'achalta V'savota. V'achalta would have meant Kazayis. Now that it says V'savota, means you have to eat something more than a Kazayis. He says means you have to eat two Kazayis. That's a Shaila. How many Kazayis are there in a Beitza? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, two opinions, whether the two kizaisim or three kizaisim. So either Rabbi Yehuda says ad kibetza because v'achalta v'savato, v'achalta would have meant a kizais. Now that it says v'savato, so it means two kizaisim. So two kizaisim is a kibetza. Or he says maybe if you hold that there are three kizaisim in a betza. So how did he jump from a kizais? He should have said v'achalta v'savato, two kizaisim, two thirds of a betza. Why does he jump to the betza? Maybe once the pasuk says something more than kazayis, they go to the next shir. But the next shir is going to be two kazayis, never is a shir in kolat arkula. They jump to the next shir, which is kibetza. There is a shir kibetza, but tumas oichlam. Oichlam are rolling mitami acherim if he has a kibetza. So those are the two. So what does the Rab Meir do with the word v'savata? It says v'chalta v'savata. V'chalta would have meant kazayis, but now that it says v'savata, the Rab Meir says v'savata zushtiya. That's how the Gemara says. If you only ate a sandwich and you didn't drink anything in connection with the sandwich, the obligation to recite benching is only with the Rabban. That's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. That's one opinion. The Rabbin Itam paskins like Rab Meir, that kezayis is their ice, that the obligation to bench applies menatar even if you only had a kezayis, because he paskins halacha k'Rab Meir. He has a Gemara like that. We'll have to get to it. The Gemara of Yanai Hamela. On Mem Chesem and Aleph, on Sheichel Kazai's dog on the bottom Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos get involved in a whole issue over there. So Rabbi Natam says, no issue. If you eat Kazai's of bread, you chayv to bench Menater. That's how he paskins. So according to Rabbi Natam, he paskins like Rabbi Meir. Achalta means Kazai's. So what do you do with the word Besavata? Besavata means Zushtiya. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have, let's say, three people ate a sandwich, and one of them had a drink with the sandwich, and the other two only ate a sandwich. They didn't have any drink. So the Rabbi Natam would say, all three have to bench, but only the ones who had a drink with their bread are chayv to bench minatar. They all had kezayis, but one of them had to drink and the others didn't have. So the one who had a drink is chayv to bench minatar. The others who didn't have a drink are only chayv to bench min derabbanan. So when you're benching mizuman, more correct is that the one who's mechuyav minatar should bench mizuman. Bizman HaTalmud, because Bizman HaTalmud, the one who benched Mizuman is the only one who said the Birchas HaMazon. The others just sat there and they said Amen. They didn't say anything. So in Shulchan Aruch, even though Bizman is there, the common practice is that everybody says along with the Mizamin, everybody says the benching softly, but still, we act in the same way we would have acted Bizman HaGemara, so that's what the Ramah recommends, that he quotes from the Rishonim, that the one who had a drink should bench Mizuman as opposed to the other. So this is the Machlekes HaMeir Abude. How do you deal with v'achalta v'savata? So Rameh says v'achalta zu kezayis v'savata zu shtiyah. Rabbi Yehuda says v'achalta would have meant kezayis. Now that it says v'savata, it means more. You don't have to drink. You're chayv to bench even if you didn't have a drink. V'savata means kibetza bread. And we don't accept that opinion. We pass like the third opinion in the Gemara that the only time one is obligated to bench min haTorah is if he eats kedei sviya. If he just ate a kibetza bread, the guy didn't eat the last 3 days, and then he eats a kibetza bread, he's still starving, he's still hungry, it didn't help too much. So he's not obligated to bench min haTorah. Mid Rabbanan, you have to bench even if you only ate a kezayis. And min haTorah, the obligation to bench is only, he has to eat a kezayis, plus it should be kedei sviya.
Does kedei sviya include drinking also?
You mean, what if he has a kezayis of bread, and the bread alone he would be starving? But because he eats other things, and he drinks other things.
No, I meant that the dinner Rabbi Natan, that the savata is drinking.
Drinking? No. The other Tanoim don't agree with that. That's only Reb Meir has like that. Chalta means kezayis of bread, but savata means drinking. And the other Tanoim don't accept that.
Then the minhag of the Rama doesn't make so much sense, because it's the Rabbanon for everyone else, even though it's their raisa for Rabbi Natan. And if they didn't eat enough,
it's chayshish for the Rabbi Natan. The Ramah is choshi, quotes the Rishonim, that the choshi is for the Rabbi Natam. According to the Rabbi Natam, only the one who had a drink with his meal is chayv to bench Menatar, the others are on the chayv with the Rabbah. So when Machma, like the Rabbi Natam, let him bench Mizun.
It's only assuming they actually had a full meal, though. If they didn't have a full meal, then it's the Rabbanan, according to everyone else over the Rabbi Natam.
Okay.
Is this meal to go beyond the kizayis and kibetza, or could it be even if it's less than a kizayis?
No, that the Achranim said, let's say an older person, and they just nibble a little bit of bread and they're full already. Their stomach shrank already, and they eat a mashu, and they're full. So the Achrayim say that you're not chayv to bench. The achalta, you have to start off with the gezayis of bread. Ein achil l'tchus im gezayis. It goes on lechem. Eretz Hashem levim iskenes t'achal bo lechem. The achalta, you have to eat a gezayis of bread. And then b'savata. See if that gezayis of bread is the kedei sviya for a person is good. And if not, he's only chayv to bench if he eats kedei sviya. So that's a further shayla. Machlekes erishayim and machlekes achrayim. Whether the kidei sviya has to be all from bread, you have to eat so much bread that the bread alone fills you up, or no, you had a kazayis of bread and then the rest of the meal, the eating, the drinking and everything else will make you full. The bread alone didn't make me full, I only had a kazayis of bread. Many people eat like that in America. You don't eat so much bread, you eat a kazayis of bread and then you get full from the rest of the meal. So that's a machloikis. The Mogen Avram says that that's chayv to bench ben HaTorah. And others disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan is not so convinced that the Magen Avraham is right. And that seems to be, we'll have to learn again, that seems to be the Machloikas HaRishonim. And Daf Mem Chesem and Alf. We'll have to get to that tomorrow.
According to Rav Meir, why did the Pasuk say V'shasis and why did it say V'samanta?
I don't know. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. Here, the Gemara is here on Mem Tes on the base. Five lines before, the second wide line on Mem Tes on the base. Abayi Amal Yolam Lai Tepe Hoch Bikoi Pligira Mea Sobe V'achalto Zu Achila V'savoto Zu Shtia. And Achila, the Kazayas, sure. So if you have a Kazayas of bread and you had a drink with it, so that's called V'achalto V'savoto. V'yuda Sobe V'achalto V'savoto Achila Sheyesh Bo Sviya V'ezu Kebetza. If it would have said v'chalta, it would have meant kezayis. Now that it says v'chalta b'savata, so either it means double, v'chalta b'savata means two kezayisim, which is equal to a beitza, or if you need three kezayisim to equal a beitza, we're talking about zayis beinani and beitza beinani. So if you don't know what's a zayis beinani, what's a beitza beinani, so that's why there's a machlekes, whether it's two kezayisim or three kezayisim. So if one should assume the other view that there are three kezayisim in a beitza, then you have to say v'achalta would have meant kezayis. Now that it's v'savata, you jump to the next shear. You have to have something more than kezayis. So that's the machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. And then the Gemara quotes a different member. Where's the other Gemara? Daf Chof, I think. That min haTorah. And Daf Chof on the base, right before the Mishnah, the 10 lines before the Mishnah. Dorash Rav Avira, famous Agarta, Zimna Namala Mishmei de Rabami, Zimna Namala Mishmei de Rabasi. Oma Malachi Asher of Nea Kodesh Bocher, Rabbanu Shalom, Tzib B'Sei Roscha, Asher Lisa Fanim Likach Shechen, V'Halat Enoi Sipanim Lisa Tzib, Yisa Hashem Panim V'Lecho. Why does God favor the Jews? God should be even-handed. Asher Lo Yisa Panim. So the answer is, the Rabbanu Shalom in person gives the answer to the angels. Amalahem, the Rabbanu Shalom answers the Malachim. V'chiloi es ha-panim li-Yisrael. Shukasavta lehem v'ator v'achalta v'savata v'rachtos Hashem alokecho. You're only obligated to recite. I only obligated them to recite Birchas Hamazon if they eat kidei sviya. V'heim edaktiki malatzma mid-Rabbanon. They're machmer on their own. I didn't ask them to. The Jews are machmer on their own, not kazayis ha-tkebeitz ha-machleg zamei rabiuda. So this Gemara, one of the Amoraim, Rav Avira, quoting Rabbi Yami, Rabasi, he's presenting a third shita. Which Tana is it? I don't know. He's presenting a third shita, and that's how most of the Rishonim paskin, like this Agarata, against both Tanoim. The Tanoim argue how much you have to eat in order to be chayv to bench. But the explanation that Abaye gave, Abaye said, Amem tes amem beis, that the machlegis Ramei and Rabbi Yudah is a machlekes hocha b'kroy pligi, a machlekes how to read the psukim, what's the din deraisa. So we don't accept Abaye's version. We assume that like this Dorash Rav Avira, like this sermon, like the Agarata that he said, that min haTorah, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, they all agree you have to eat kedei sviya, at least the kazayis of bread, and maybe more kedei sviya. And the whole din of benching on kazayis and gebeitza, that's only midirabbanan. The hemedakti kima ma'atzma. The Jews are machmer on themselves. So we go out of our way to demonstrate our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever one observes a din derabbanan, it's always a demonstration of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We love the Rabbanan so much, we go above and beyond what he asked us to do. As the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah comments on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Ki toif m'dadecha miyoyim, chaviv m'dereisofer, yoysim miyenu shal Torah." That when the way to demonstrate your love for someone else is to surprise them, to do something that would make them happy. Let's say your parents ask you to take out the garbage or to go shopping to the store. So when they ask you, you do it. When they don't ask you, you don't do it. So you do it because they asked you. How do you show that you really love your parents? How does a married couple, how do they show that they love their spouse? Whatever. So you surprise them. You do something that you know would make them happy without waiting to be asked. You do it on your own. So that's what the Bnei Yisrael do. Dodecha means your love. When the Jewish people demonstrate the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by volunteering all the dinim derabbanan, the mitzvahs mederabbanan and the chumras mederabbanan. So that's chavivim derabbanan. Yaisim yeinu shel Torah. Yain means the dinim derais. Rabbi Shlom commanded us to keep mitzvahs. So we know what's good for us, we better keep the mitzvahs or we're going to suffer. He's going to punish us. So that doesn't necessarily show that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we keep the mitzvahs. But if we go above and beyond what he asked us to do, so that's a demonstration of our love. So that's what Rabbi Avira says on Daf Chof and Beis. Hey, medakti kemalatman, kezai, sad kebeitza. So the Rav Shalom says, they show that they love me, so I have to show that I love them.
What did the Torah without this? When the Torah said, the Chofim is not a wonderful, what did it mean without this thing?
No, you have to eat a minimum of a kezayis, but that's not enough. It has to be b'savata. You have to eat kidei sviya.
So what did the Jews do that show that they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did they do?
They bench even if they're starving. They bench in a concentration camp. They just have a kezayis of bread and they're starving, and that's they volunteer benching. Yeah.
The love is the expression of benching. But who's if there is no chiyam unless you have sviya? Who created this
chiyuv prevention of the Rabbanim? The Chachamim made the chiyuv. And all of the mitzvahs that the Chachamim introduced are all an expression of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know in what direction He would like us to go, so we go above and beyond what He asked us to do. He only told us we have to recite benching if you eat kidei sviya. We went beyond that. Even if you don't have kidei sviya, we're still starving. Okay. So, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. We assume bracha sheni sviach is only the Rabbanim. So say hey mama, hey mama. So they made a takana. We should say benching.
How does the Mishnah,
what's exactly the contradiction?
The Mishnah saying that the kind of cipher and the mitzvah Hashem didn't put in tzavas, and that's greater than the what we were commanded by the
Mishnah just says that it demonstrates our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As far as the Kiyama Mitzvah, this person put on tefillin, the other guy heard the Megillah. So he did it, didn't they rise? He only did it, didn't they rabbanu? So that's God Allah Mitzvah Yosem, Mishayim Mitzvah Yosem. The Kiyama Mitzvah that he did is greater. He's going to get more reward. But as far as the Rabbanu Shalom is concerned, he appreciates more. It doesn't mean that if we have a choice, should we do a mitzvah derais, mitzvah rabbanon? So let's only do the mitzvah derabbanon, leave out. You only have time for one. So do the mitzvah derabbanon, don't do the mitzvah derais. No, that's not what we would say. We would say, God alam silviyais, mishenim silviyais. The fulfilling of the din derais is more important than the hierarchy, that's more important. But if a person fulfills the dinim derais and the dinim derabbanon, so the Rabbanu Shalom appreciates and cherishes chaviv and devei seifim yaisim yehenu shel Torah, because that adds flavor to the whole shmiras mitzvah. That shows that he's not just keeping the mitzvahs because he's afraid of yiras ha'einash. He shows that he really loves the Rabbanu Shalom because he does above and beyond what he was asking. But doing the mitzvah derais is certainly more important. If you only have time for once, you do the mitzvah derais. You don't do the mitzvah derabbanon.
How is this the third sheet? How do we see from
this Agarite claims that in order to be obligated to recite benching in our Torah, you have to eat kidei sviya, which is more than kezayis and more than kebeitza. They medaktikim al atzmo. They volunteered on their
own.
Yeah. No, Abaye says a memtes on the base. He says the Machleg Zameh Rav Yudah in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shlosh Shachlo, how much bread do you have to eat in order to be mitzuref to Zimun? Rabbi says it's a machlokes on the level of the raisa. How much bread do you eat in order to be chayv to bench min haTorah? Ochel b'kroy pligi. Rabbi Yisabe v'chalte kazayis v'sabot ha'shtiyo. And Rabbi Yudis, and ain't achil p'chus mekazayis, that's it. Rabbi Yudis of no, v'chalte would have meant kazayis. Now that it's a b'sabot ha', it means kibet, so you don't need shtiyo. This Gemara has a third version, not like Abayi, a third shita. That Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah is both midirabbanon. On the level of the raisa, you have to eat a kedei sviya. It's not enough, not a kezais and not a kebeitza. You have to eat way more than that. And that's the way we paskin la'alocha. The Rabbeinu Tam paskins, because of all the kashas that the Rishonim have on Mem Chesem and Aleph, al sheyochel kezais dognas, the Rabbeinu Tam paskins, kezais is their raisa. Kezais is their raisa. If you all kezais is their raisa, you have to say that you need shtiyah. Otherwise, what do you do with the word v'savata? So that's the Ramah quotes that, to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe the one who has a sandwich without a drink is only chayv to bench ben the Rabbanon, you only chayv to bench ben Atara if you add a kezayis of bread with a drink also. But Mikra Adin, we don't accept that Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskal like anything that Abai said. We paskal like a Rav Aviran, Daf Chof HaMebeis, that you only chayv to bench ben Atara if you ate kedei sviya. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. A person ate a meal and he doesn't, and then he's half drunk. He doesn't remember if he benched or not. So if he ate kedei sviya, so it's a suffix, the rice of the chumri, he has to say over the benching, he's suffix. And if he knows that he didn't eat kedei sviya, then it's only a suffix, the rabban lakul, suffix brachas lakul, so he won't recite the benching. So we pass like Rabbi Avira. We don't pass like what Abayi interpreted. Abayi's interpretation of the machlekes on their Rabbi Yudah was, hocha b'kroi pligi, machlekes on the level of their rice. And the way we paskin, mikra din, you don't eat shtiyah. Echalta v'savata goes on eating all the food. You have to eat kedei sviyah. Just as shaila, does the kedei sviyah have to come from lechem? What if he has a v'yachalta, a kazayis of lechem? Eretz ha'shalavim skenis tachal b'lechem. There won't be a scarcity of lechem. So it won't be a scarcity means you'll eat a kazayis of lechem, and then the rest of the meal, all you have is kazayis of lechem, and the rest of the meal is going to be other food. That's called no scarcity of lechem. Or means no, the chalta v'savata, the sviya will come from the bread. You'll eat five slices of bread, and that'll make you full. And then you have other courses also. So that's a further machlokes. Once you assume, like Rabbi Avira, that you need kedei sviya min haTorah, so that's a machlekes rishayim and a machlekes achrayim. Do you need that the kedei sviya should come from the lechem, or no? Kazayis from the lechem and the kedei sviya can come from the rest of the food. No, we do recite benching when you have a kazayis. We pass in kazayis you bench, but only mid the rabbanim. That's only mid the rabbanim. In Atar, you only bench if you had the chalta v'savata kedei sviya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he has to show us love because we show him love. We go out of our way to show him our love. No. No, that's what the Mishnah sounds like. No, you don't. You only bench if you had a kibetza. According to Rabbi Meir, if you have a kazai, it's going to Rabbi Yudah, if you have a kibetza. Yeah. If you have less, you don't bench at all. You don't bench at all. Rabbi Avira learns like that.
The closest on the Testament is.
Yeah. That's what the Ri says. Okay. Other Rishonim say not so. Rabbi Natan not only says not so, he paskins like that. He paskins that Kezayis is their eyes. Yeah. Taisis wants to say everything is only an Asmachta, and no one ever disagreed with Rabbi Avir. Okay? So again, so we have the Psukim in Chumash, we have the Machlekes, the famous Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel Nechaham, the one that appears in the Mishnah Mem Dalet, whether you say Gimel Brachas only on Lechem, that's how we paskin, Bichasamazin is only on lechem, and Rabbi Gamliel thinks that you say the whole Gimel Brachas, the whole Bichasamazin, on all the Shivas Aminim. And we hold not so. You only said Bichasamazin on lechem, but in the rest of the Shivas Aminim, you say either Menatoira, Midirabbanan, you say Me'en Sholosh. You say Me'en Sholosh. The Shivas Aminim, the Chachamim Wamisak Me'en Sholosh. So here Taisus has a ganze machlokes, this long Taisus on Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Hakaisa says achita. Chita is one of the Shivas Aminim. So the bracha on chita is bar pri hadama. Sometimes they elevated it, the Mishnah has, sometimes they elevated to the level of amoitzi. Sometimes they elevate to the level of bar pri hagofen. Chutz min ayayin, chutz min apas. But then you say chutz min chameshes min yedogan. That the Tosefta says, and Rabbi Shmuel said, they elevated some of the foods to the level of a bar minim mezonos, a special bracha. Like hamotzi is a super bracha, so mezonos is also a special super bracha. But basically, if it doesn't have a super bracha, that's regular bar pi adama. Let's say on grapes, you're going to say, oh, because the grapes are from the shivas haminim, so it's not enough to say bar pi yoetz. How can you say bar pi yoetz? The same bracha on grapes and the same bracha on oranges and grapefruits and pears, not from the shivas haminim, beet pastas. That's not right. Maybe you should say a super bracha for no super bracha for the Paris that are shivas aminim. So there's no super bracha because this is achita. But bottom line, chita is from the shivas aminim. So you should say me'ein shalosh at the end, either menatoira or mederabbanan. Because this is achita, should have a bracha achreina me'ein shalosh, just like all the others. So Tosis goes back and forth. They're not sure. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it some machlekes. So we should avoid, like Taisa said, we should avoid getting involved in the machlekes. It really should have been. It really should have been me'en sholosh. It's the same as eating grapes. Grapes, they never gave any special bracha lefanel, but it's from the Shivas Aminim. So you have a special bracha shalachorel. So the chita is also from the Shivas Aminim. It wasn't elevated to the level of hamoitzi. It wasn't elevated to the level of mezonos. So it's like grapes. It wasn't elevated to anything higher than it normally is. Grapes is bar pri hoetz, so the kais achita is bar pri adam. So why shouldn't it be a me'en sholosh at the end? So that's what Tosfos goes back and forth. They're not sure. And at the end, Tosfos has the Yerushalmi yeshigam amarayim hoyim v'supokim. Tosfos interprets the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is we're never too sure what the Yerushalmi is talking about. We haven't had a strong tradition. We're not too sure about Bavlis either. What the Bavlis are talking about. You have Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, Menakotze, Alakotze, what the Bavlis is talking about. But the Yerushalmi more so. So Tosfos, in the last line, Tosfos says, they think that that's what the Yerushalmi says. That the Amoraim in the days of the Talmud Yerushalmi were not sure about this issue. So you have to say, you can't say, Nodelcha al Oretz, al Amichia, Barachat Hashem al Oretz, al Amichia. If it's not Bari Minim Zainis, it doesn't fit in to say al Oretz, al Amichia. But the Shad maybe should say al ha'aretz val pri ha'aretz, ha'aretz al pri ha'adama, al ha'adama val pri ha'adama. So that's what Tosfos is not sure. Okay. So Mechaber quotes that suffix, fake it a din. Okay. The next Gemara basically already discussed. Ten lines here. Lamed Zayin on the base, 10 lines from the top. You have two dots. Lukuda time. Omar Rove, right. There's a riato de chakloi. Chakloi are farmers. Chakal is the farm. So chakloi are farmers. Riato de chakloi, Rashi says, is some kind of a chavitz kedera. Chavitz kedera we had before. Chavitz kedera was the Gemara had a machloikis. Where was it? Chavitz, 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Chavitz Kedera was a machlokes amoraim. What bracha to say? What was the shaila? You pour in a lot of honey. So more than 50% of the mush is honey. So normally we would say a nikra and a tafel. So whatever is more than 50% wins. So dvash, the bracha is shahakol. Honey, the bracha is shahakol. So that should win. So we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. Even though in Chameshis Mini Dog, and even though it's less than 50%, we always declare that that's the Ika. So that's what the Gemara repeats again over here. The Rava was also involved in this issue. All Amorim were involved in the Shaila, and Rava originally held one way, and then he changed his mind. Amar Rava, Hai Riata the Chakloi, the way the farmers make it, the Mafshi Bekimcha, they put in an extra, a lot of Kemach, more than 50% of the mixture is Kemach, and the rest is Dvash. So the Rav is Kemach, so you say, Bar Minim Zayin, it's my timer, this me the Iker. The Kemach is the Iker. Iker and Tofel, whatever is more than 50%, is arbitrarily declared as Iker. The Machuza, Rav lived in the city Machuza. So in the city they were a little more refined, so they ate a different style of food. So when they ate the Rihato, the Machuza, the Chavitz Kedera in the city Machuza, the Lo Mavshi Bekimcha, you don't put in Kol Karcha Bekemach, you have 51% is Dvash, and less than 50% is Kemach. So he says, you go Basar Raven Miyot, some of our Chalav Shakal Nimot, by my time of Dub Sheikar. Okay, so that's the same as before. That's how we passed. So that we know already. Now the next Gemara is complicated. So just by way of introduction, I got to give a little background. I asked Akasha the other day that we left hanging. Akasha was based on three premises. So the Shaila was whether any of the three premises are true. Are they any of them true? Are they all true? So the Kasha ran as follows. We had a Brisa on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, where the Brisa talks about French toast and matzah bread. That you had something that was hamoitzi. You started off with something that was hamoitzi, and then you cooked it. You did a bishul. Tchona afo ubishlo. That's what it says in the Brisa. Tchona, you ground up the chitim, you made flour. And then you did lisha of afo, you baked it. And then a bishlo, after you baked it and it was already hamoitzi, then you cook it. And the shaila is, does it retain the bracha of hamoitzi? Or does it fall down to become mezayna? So the Brisa says, sometimes it's going to be mezayna, sometimes it's going to be hamoitzi. And that's what we're going to, according to Rashi, that's what we're in for now. It's going to be a machlekes, Rav Yosef, and Rav Sheshes. The whole length of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, from the top to the bottom. How do you translate the words Bizman Shaprusis Kayomis, Bizman Shein Aprusis Kayomis? When does it retain the Brach of Hamoitzi? When does it fall down to become Barim in Mizaynus? So I asked the question, how can it be? It should always be Mizaynus. It can never be Hamoitzi. Why? So I postulated a few assumptions. Assumption number one, there's a pasuk in the Teichecha that says, Va'ofu es anoshim lach mechem etanerecha. This pasuk is recognized by the Gemara. The Gemara Mesachim quotes that pasuk. And one learns out from that pasuk that the definition of lechem is that it needs taner. You have to bake it in a taner. Then it's a machlekes details. Machlekes abechem ishlokish. What's the definition of a tanur? Taner means an oven and you put it inside. What if you have a frying pan, you put it on top? Maybe that's also a taner. That's details. But basically, it means, let's say you have, let's say you need dough, and you have a challah, it's raw, and instead of putting it in the oven, you have a pot full of water, a pot full of oil, and you fry it. It'll be very tasty, but that's for sure not an afiyah. The simple pshat is you bake it inside an oven, inside. And then the Gemara has a machlekes abechem ishlokish. Maybe even it's not inside if there's no mashkim. But if you do aidei mashkim, if you're deep frying it in oil or you're cooking it in water, it'll be very delicious. But that's not a tanur. That's not ofu afia b'tanur. So I assume assumption number one, that's a Gemara m'sochim, a beferish Gemara. We found that it really existed. No, someone looked it up. Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, Tes quotes the Gemara. And Tes quotes the Pasuk too? They don't quote the Pasuk, but on that Daf, Tes is on the top of Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, he refers you to the Gemara Psochem Daf Lamed Zayin. It's in Brochas Daf Lamed Zayin, it's in Psochem Daf Lamed Zayin, same Daf, Dimikre, happens to be. So the Gemara there in Psochem Daf Lamed Zayin quotes that Pasuk from the Teichecho. Va'ofu esen noshem lach machem, that in order to be called lechem, you have to have afia b'tanur. That was assumption number one. Then assumption number two I made was that there is a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, ein bishul lach habishul, but yesh bishul achar afia. So someone right away said, wait a minute, that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. That's right. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether you say Yesh Bishlach or Afiyah. That is correct. That is correct. That's all based on this Gemara, Pesachim. How do you read the Gemara Pesachim? So I was working with the assumption that Yesh Bishlach or Afiyah. See, there's a question. Let's first ask the Kasha. And then we'll let's first repeat the three assumptions, and then we'll see whether any of them are correct. So the first assumption is that it's only called lechem if you have afiyah. The second assumption is that even though in bishalach habishal, but yesh bishalach afiyah, we'll assume that the opinion is Shulchan Aruch. And then the third step is that Tosfos writes in Pesachim, the question is it true? Did Tosfos say it? And is what Tosfos said, is that what the Pshat and the Gemara? But one point, one of the Rishonim says that when you have a bishalach afiyah, the bishal is mevatel afiyah. When you do bishalach afiyah, it's mevatel afiyah. So if you put together all the three premises, I had a kasha. If you have bread, that was amoitzi. Why was it amoitzi? Because he baked it in the oven. Then chana v'afor u'bishlo. How does it say over here in the Tosefta? Chana afor u'bishlo. If he cooks it, so yesh bishalach afiyah, and the bishul is mevatel de afiyah, so he left with lechem that never had an afiyah. The afiyah is undone. So lechem that didn't have an afiyah is not called lechem. So of course it's barim minim zaydis. So how can the Tosefta say sometimes this and sometimes that? What do you mean sometimes? It should always be mezaynis. Should never be hamoitz. So the question is, are any of my assumptions true? The whole kasha only is valid if all the three assumptions are true. If one of them is not true, so the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. So the kshayla is the first assumption, that ain, it's only called lechem if you have an afiyah. That's the Gemara says that based on a pasuk. We don't have a psochim. You have a psochim? Ah. Let me use it for a minute. So the Gemara in the Bali Atesis were phenomenal. The Marshal has an expression, and the Shas Jewish Marshal says the Bali Atesis were rolling around Shas like one plays with a ball. They played the knocking this Gemara, that Gemara, the other Gemara, juggled everything around, and they came up with interpretations. Unbelievable. There's so many Gemaras that contradict each other. So the Bali Atesis came up with a mahalach, how to resolve everything. So here it happens to be, the Bali Atesis came up, the Rabin and Tam came up, this is unbelievable, fantastic. We happen not to paskin like this. In Shulchan Aruch, he's given honorable mention. In Hilchas Chala, and in Hilchas Hamoitzi, they quote the Machlekes, the Rabbein Tam, and the Ramban, and they say, but with all due respect, we don't pass like this Rabbein Tam. But it's Iluyish. This Rabbein Tam is unbelievable. So the story goes like this. Our Tosfos only goes with the Rabbein Tam. Tosfos and our daf is only going with the Rabbein Tam. The Gemara has a pasuk, you have to eat matzis, has to be lechem oni. Lechem oni, everybody knows that matzah shira is no good. Egg matzah shira is no good. So the Gemara has a lashon on lamed vav omed beis. Tana rabbanan in Pesachim daf lamed vav omed beis, about the 8 lines and 9 lines from the bottom. Lechem oni prat lecholut v'la ashisha. That cholut means chalita berostim. If you have a matzah that's cooked in water, so that's matzah mevushelis, it's called cholut. So if you have lechem that's cholut or ashisha, ashisha the Gemara says a gigantic matzah. Our matzahs are pretty small. Even the gigantic hand matzahs are small. Ashisha means a very thick, we don't make such thick matzahs. We're afraid it's going to turn into hummus. You have a gigantic, let's say, the size of a wedding cake. Gigantic matzah. It's very thick and very big, so if it's too big, then it's going to be puzzled. That's called matzah shira. That's called matzah shira. How big is big? So, echad mishisha be'efo. That's how the Gemara says. Echad mishisha be'efo. How much is an efo? It's gigantic. Got to calculate, got to multiply how much an eifah. It's very big, like a wedding cake. Okay. So our matzahs are much smaller than that. So ashisha is no good, it's matzah ashira size. What else is matzah ashira? egg matzahs, if you have made peiris in, right? And then cholut is a matzah ashira. So it sounds like cholut is lechem, but it's not lechem oni. The Gemara's Tana Rabbanan lechem oni, it sounds like we're learning out from the word oni, prat lech, to the exclusion of cholut v'ashisha. Just like ashisha is no good because it's matzah ashira, so too, cholut is no good because matzah ashira. So Tosfos writes, mashma, the Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos on Lamed Vav and Beis Himsoch, mashma from this Gemara, the cholut havi lechem, the lo havi lechem oni. It's matzah ashira. You look on the very next daf, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Pesachim. So the Gemara in Pesachim quotes a Mishnah from Challah. It says Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan usually introduces a brisa. So it says on the side is a misprint, it should say Tanan. Who says the Bach says that? It should say Tanan, because it's a Mishnah, it's not a brisa. Tanan. The Mishnah says in Challah that there are certain types of bread, cake, and cookies is chayv on afrashas challah, but it has to be lechem. There's no halacha that if it's not lechem oni, you're not chayv and challah. Matzah shir is also chayv and challah, al pi pashtus. Some of the bakers make a mistake, they think challah is only from challah. If you're making rye bread, you're making white bread, something other than challah, no chayv challah, has nothing to do with that. The word challah in biblical Hebrew means isa. It doesn't mean challah, but we call a challah, that's a Yiddishism. Challah, hafrashas challah has nothing to do with challah. The pashtus is that you chayv to be mafresh challah min atar, even on cakes and on cookies as well. All the bakers, they all know the Or HaShulchan. The Or HaShulchan quotes Rabbeinu Yonah on our daf. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and whatever you only make as a snack, you're not chayv min hafrashas challah. So that's very difficult. That's against all the Mishnayos. It's against all the Gemara. That's not the accepted opinion. Very difficult, Rabbeinu Yonah. It's very difficult that the Or HaShulchan quoted it. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is not so. So the Mishnah, the Gemara here quotes a Mishnah in Pesachim Laman Zayin, Hasuvgonin Hadubshonin Huiskirit Nebuchalas Hamaseres Apturim in Achala. So the Gemara apparently knew what Suvgonin Malatkin, Dubshonin, Huiskirit, and that they knew what it was. What's Chalas Hamaseres? What do the words mean? My Chalas Hamaseres? Amr Abshir Malevi, that's Cholut. Cholut is not Chayim Achala, because it's not called Lechem. Now, there is no din that it has to be lechem oni in order to be chayv and chal. All it has to be is lechem. Matzah has to be lechem oni to the exclusion of matzah ashira. So Tosfos has a contradiction. The two gemaras are mamish facing each other. One is on lamed vav and base, one is lamed zayin and alf. They disagree with each other. On lamed vav and base, it says, prat lecholut, because it is lechem, but it's not lechem oni. If you have a matzah that was cooked, the matzah muvashelis, it's going to be very soft. If you take a hard, crispy matzah and you're going to cook it, it's going to be very soggy. So it's going to be very soft. Even the people without any teeth can swallow the matzah that's mevushelus. So the Gemara says that's no good. Matzah mevushelus is prat lecholut because it's lechem. It's matzah ashir. It's not oni. Mashma that it is lechem. And the Gemara in the next daf says that cholut shel balabatim, if they cook it, it's not called lechem at all and it's not chayim chal at all. It's mamash astira. That's the kasha. Then the Rabbeinu Tam has more. He has more kashas. The Rabbeinu Tam has a snazzy kasha. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara. Botzei berech niyat Hashem. It's a Gemara in Brachos also, but the Tosfos I think is only in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Here it's in Sanhedrin on Davavam and Beis. It's in Baba Kama. Ubotzeya Berech Nias Hashem. Again, where is that pasuk? In Mishnah? No. It's in Tehillim, chapter Yud. Ubotzeya Berech Nias Hashem. What does that refer to? Ubotzeya Betza usually means a ganef. So a ganef steals grain from a farmer, he grinds it up, and he mixes in water, and he bakes bread, and then he's mafresh challah, afruma ganef. Yeah, that is afruma ganef, mafresh challah. So you think the Rabbanu Shalom is going to be so happy, so excited that the guy's mafresh challah. So the Gemara says, Obotzeya, when the Gan of Berech, when he says the bracha on Afrosh Eschala, Niyitz Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom was upset as if he's cursing the Rabbanu Shalom. It's like a mitzvah baba avera, the Gemara says. So that's the mashal that the Gemara has. Here's again that mashal. Aray, Rabbi Lezer Amer, it's 10 lines from the top of Sanhedrin Daf Vavam and Beis. Aray, she goes al so shel chitim. He steals a bushel of grain. Chana, he grinds it up ba'afo, and he bakes it b'hirfish menachala. Ketzer, mevarach, heizem, mevarach, ala menayitz, valzenem, or b'tzeya b'erach, when the Ganef says the bracha over the mitzvah, niyitz Hashem. A lot of people, they're crooked in business, and they cheat everybody, and then they give big donations to the yeshiva. So that's not tzedakah. So charity is when you give your own money. You give stolen money to someone else. That's not a mitzvah tzedakah. They had several years ago, someone gave a major donation to the yeshiva, so they put up a gigantic plaque on the first floor. Then the federal government caught him and they put him in prison, and all the yeshivas had to give back all the money. YU had to give back the money, the Jewish Theological Seminary, and all the other Mekomos HaKadoshim, everybody had to give back the money. So they took down the sign, no more. They shouldn't have put up the sign in the first. They didn't know. Okay. They didn't know that he was a crook. So the Rabbi Natam is bothered on this kasha. The fellow is a ganef. If Benodim Machaber, he doesn't observe it. But Rabbi Lamakim is very holy, very observant, very religious. He says a bracha na afrosh eschala. So why does it say? Harei shekos al so shel chitim tchana ba'afo v'hifish menechala. He bakes everything, and then he's mafresh chala. That's not the way he's supposed to do. He's supposed to mafresh chala l'chatrila when it's in the state of dough. But the evid, if you weren't mafresh chala before you baked it, so you continue to have a chiyav afrosh eschala even after you bake it. But if he's such a religious guy, just ben adam lamakim, he doesn't hold from. But ben adam, Ben Adam Lachaveri doesn't believe him, but Ben Adam Lamakim he does observe. So why is he not Mafresh Chala earlier? What's going on? Then the Rabbi Natam is bothered with another kasha. The Mishnayos talk about this. It says in the Mishnayos, when you mix flour with water and you make gilgul and tintum and it's a thick dough, there's an Issa Tevel, you're not allowed to eat it, and if you eat it, there's Misa B'dei Shammai. This man has said the whole Chala is only Midirabbana. Chala is Chutz L'Otz, for sure is only Midirabbana. Even challah and Eretz Yisrael, Bizman said in Maskanim, Ligmar, and Ksubis, and Abchav Dalid, the challah Bizman said, Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanon. Chalas Chutz Lord says, Aloha the Rabbanon, than Chalas Eretz Yisrael. You have coolest that apply only in Chalas Chutz Lord, that don't apply to Chalas Eretz Yisrael. There are a million and one different levels of dealing with the Rabbanon. They're both with the Rabbanon, one lower than the other. But still, but when challah was a din deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mishnah has, if you eat the dough, if you eat it without being mafresh challah, that's like eating tevel. That's like eating a peris that grew in Eretz Yisrael without benefit being mafresh trumas amaisis. So that's called tevel. That's misa b'dei shamai. So the Mishnah says if someone eats the raw dough, it's misa b'dei shamai. So the Rabbeinu Tam, how can it be misa b'dei shamai if it's not kohoi b'cholchem lechem ha'aretz? It doesn't get ashamed lechem until you bake it. Lechem offer betanikori lechem. If you didn't bake it yet, so how can there be a chiyav challah? How can you have an isa tevel and isa b'dei shemai? What's going on? If you didn't bake it, so it doesn't have a shame lechem. What's going on? All the gemara. So the Rabbi and Tam came up with the teres adot tzvei dinim. There are two ways to make lechem, either with lisha or afia. So if you have a lisha, if you have a gilgul, lisha means lila ova. If you have a thick dough, even if you're going to cook it later on, it's chayv and challah. And that's when the Mishnayos say that if you made a thick dough, you made a gilgul or a timtum, gilgul chitim and timtum b'sorim. If you made a thick dough and you eat it the way it is, before you mafresh challah, it's already misa b'dei shamai, even though you didn't bake it yet. And even if you don't bake it, even if you only cook it later on, even if you plan to cook it, you plan to do a deep fry, you plan to cook it in a pot of soup or a pot of water. It's also called lechem. It'll also be hamaitzi. It'll also be chayv and challah. It'll also be called lechem. And the other gemara that says that you need an afiyah, that's talking if you did a blila rako. You never did a blila ova. It's not a thick dough. It's a batter that you mix. That you mix and you pour. So if you have a soft batter that you pour, so never had a lisha, it's a blila rako, not a blila ova. It didn't have a lisha. So then the halacha requires that you have to have an afiyah. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam Far emphasizes all the Gemara. So he says, why, if the Ganef is so orthodox, the Ganef is so religious, why does he wait to be Mafresh Chalat till after the Afiyah? He says, no, the Ganef is very learned. He knows even the Rabbeinu Tam Siddish. The Ganef is talking, he's making Blila Rako. So he's only Chayv and Chalat after Afiyah. If he would have made a Blila Ovo, if he would have made a thick dough, he would have been Mafresh Chalat before the Afiyah, like the Din requires. Made a Blila Rako. So you can't begin to be Mafresh Chalat until after you do the Afiyah. And this is how the Rabbeinu Tam answers the stira between the two Gemaras. The one Gemara Lamed Vavam and Beis and Lamed Zainam and Al. They're both Gemaras and Pesachim. The one Gemara says on Lamed Vavam and Beis that Cholad Vashisha are both excluded, Pratla, Cholad Vashisha, both excluded because it's a violation of Lechem Oni. Two examples are Matzah Ashira. So what is Cholad as Matzah Ashira? Matzah Mavushelis as Matzah Ashira. So Tosfos says the Kasha, Matzah Mavushelis, it's not called Lechem at all. So he says, no. He answers. Likamon, then the next daf in Lamed Zayinim at Aleph, then it says that if you cook it, it's not called lechem at all. Likamon mar bibili losa rako. He did a blila rako. He didn't do a lisha. It's a batter. So then after doing a batter, then you're going to fry it. You're not going to bake it. So there's no reason why it should be called lechem. So it's not called lechem at all. And this Gemara in Lamed Vavam Beis that says that it is lechem. The only thing is that it's matzah shira. Ah, means that it has a blila ovo. So it does need an afiyah. There's no need to have an afiyah to give it a shem lechem. So it's going to have a shem lechem even if you're going to do a bishul. But if you do a bishul on a cholot, then it's called matzah shira because it's going to be very soft. This is fantastic. The Rabbi Natan Farev is all the world's conscious with this. Unbelievable. And he says there's a cryptic Mishnah in Maseches Chala. This part is in our Tosfos. Yeah. Thank you. Our Tosfos, Lamed Zayinam and Beis, the bottom Tosfos, refers you to the Mishnah in Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei. Very obscure. So the Mishnah says, Tchilosa Isa v'sofa suvganin, or Tchilosa suvganin v'sofa Isa is chayi b'chala. You're only potter if it's Tchilosa suvganin v'sofa suvganin. Mishnah said, Ha-suvganin v'ha-tavshanin, here that Gemara in Sanhedrin quoted the Mishnah in Chala. Ha-suvganin v'ha-tavshanin v'ha-iskiritin v'chalas ha-maseris are potter from chalas. So what does it mean, suvganin? That suvganin are potter from chala. So the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, our Tosfos quotes our Mishnah, if it's Trilosa Subgana Visofa Isa Schaiva Chala. Trilosa Isa Visofa Subgana Schaiv. The only time we say that Subganan is Potam and Achala is if it's Trilosa Subganan Visofa Subganan. What is Trilosa? What is Sofa? What do the words mean? What's going on? What is Subganan? What does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's a dead giveaway. It's Mashtikal Ter. Trilosa means, did you have a Blila Ovo. So Sofa means that you have an Afiyah. So if you had Trilosa Isa, if it had a, normally when you make bread, when your mother makes Chalas, or bread or something, so she needs dough, not a batter, she needs dough, and it's very thick, and then you bake it in the oven. So Trilosa Isa means you did a Blila Ovo. Sofa Isa means that you did an Afiyah. So if you had Trilosa V'Sofa Isa, you had a Lisha V'Afiyah, that for sure is Chai V'Chal. If you had Trilosa Isa Vesophis of Ghana, means that you had a Blila Ovo, Vesophis of Ghana, you did a Bishul on it. Or you have Trilosa Subgana and Vesophis Isa. I had a Blila Raka, but then I did an Afiyah. So as long as I have one or the other, that endows it with a Shem Lechem. Either Blila Ovo, that's Trilosa, you had a Lisha, or Sofa means I had an Afiyah Bitanur. But it's Trilosa Subgana and Vesophis of Ghana. It's Tartel Reyusa. It had a Blila Raka to begin with, so it didn't have a Lisha. And then Sofa Suvganin, it did a Bishul. Sofa means the baking, the cooking. So Sofa Suvganin means I did a Bishul on it, I didn't do an Afiyah. So then for sure it's Pata Menachal. That's how the Rabbi Natam interprets the Mishnah. Mamish Kimin Chaymer. Meiridik. Beautiful. And then the Taisa says, Umetchila, in the first wide line in Taisa, there are medium sized lines and the very wide line. So the medium-sized line. Umetchila haya artosis lamed zayinam and beis and brothers. Umetchila originally haya rabbein etam haya ratzalaim rabbein etam davka chayav mechala. Originally he thought that this whole shtickel Torah All the Mar Mekaymas are all about Challah. He thought it's not relevant for Hamoitze. He thought for Hamoitze you have to have an Afiyah. The Chiyav Challah just depends on a din of Lechem. See, by Hamoitze it's not enough that it's Lechem. Pasa Babi Kistin is also Pas, also Chayv and Challah. But since it's Pasa Babi Kistin, it's a subcategory of Lechem, so you don't say Hamoitze. If you eat enough of it, then you do say Hamoitze. Basically, it is Lechem. Lechem, Pasa Babi Kistin is a subcategory of Pas. So it is Lechem, it is Pas. But since it's a subcategory, so you don't need a Tilsi Dam, you don't say Hamoitze, you don't wash, and you don't say Bichas Hamoz. But it is Lechem. So Mitchilo Hayaratzalayim Rabbein Tam, originally he thought that in order to be considered lechem, a body needed afiyah. This whole shtickle Torah that he had, either lisha or afiyah, either blila ova or afiyah, this is only menegeh to chiyav challah. But menegeh to hamoitzi, if you're going to do a bishul at the end, that doesn't make sense. That should be mezainis. It's soft. That's not that shouldn't be hamoitzi. It'll be lechem. It's chiyav challah you have. It's hoye bachochim lechem. It's called lechem, but it should be pasah bobi kistin. So mitchilo hayratzalam rabbein tam. Why the mitzvah challah bo don isa dichsiv arisa iseichem? Bo shoyim etchila isa. If you had a blila ova, it's chayv and challah even if you're going to cook it later on. And then the rabbi in the time backed out and he said, no, it's an equation. It's the exact same thing. My shita applies with the tzvei dinim, with the whole story from the beginning to the end. The whole story is relevant not only hilchas challah, it's relevant for hamoitzi as well. So that's. He's given honorable mention in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber quotes it a long sif in Hilchas Challah and in Hilchas Hamoitzi Kuf Samaches. So he quotes the Rabbi Natam. Then he quotes the Ramban, disagrees with the Rabbi Natam, and he says, We pass him like the Ramban. Ramban disagrees, and he says, the Iker is the Gemara in Psochim on Daf Lamed Zayin there. That you have to have afiyah. What do you mean you have to have afiyah? But you mafish challah when you need the dough. You don't wait till after the afiyah. So the Rabbi Tam was bothered with that. How are you mafish challah? How is it a nisa tevel? The Mishnah says, when you mix the flour with the water and you make it into thick dough and you eat it, before you bake it, so it says there's already a chiy misa b'day shamayim, it's already tevel. How can it be tevel if you didn't bake it yet? If everyone, Rabbeinu Tam answered, no, if it's a bli lava, then you don't need afiyah. Then you don't need afiyah. Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. What do you mean? A bli lava, you don't need afiyah, and it's called lechem, and it's raw? Rabbeinu Tam said if you have a bli lava and you do a bishul, it'll also be called lechem. It'll be matzah shira, but it'll be called lechem. But if you have a blila oven, it's raw, and you eat it in the raw state, that's called lechem. That's not called lechem, it's raw. Lechem doesn't need a bishul either. That's very difficult. So the whole thing that triggered, one of the kashas that triggered the whole development of Rabbi Natam Shita, he was playing ball over here, like the Mashal said. One of the major kashas that brought about his Shita was, how can he be mafish challah ba'odo isa if he didn't bake it yet? If he didn't bake it, it's not lechem. So he came up with the Torah, no, it's already lechem. If you have a bli lava, it's already lechem. And if you have a bli laraka, it doesn't become lechem till after you bake it. And the ganef in Sanhedrin, chanav afov, hifish men achala, he's making a bli laraka. That's why he can't begin to be mafish challah until after he does the afir. But if he would have done a bli lava, then he could have been mafish challah right away. Why? It already has the shame lechem. It's ruah. How can it be a shame lechem? Very difficult. Very difficult. How is this machriach the Rabbeinu Tam? So the Ramban says, that's a quirk in the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. What do you mean? Raw dough is called lechem. So how can you tack it? But the Pasuk says, "Vay b'chochem lechem ha'aretz." How can there be an isa tevel with misa b'day shemayim if you eat raw dough? So the answer is, when you do alisha, when you mix flour with water and you plan to do an afiyah, if you plan to do an afiyah, it's already chayv and challah now. It already becomes tevel now. And if you eat it now, it's misa b'day shamayim. Al shem ha'asid, because you plan to do an afiyah. So the Ramban says, that's what the whole translation of that Mishnah, this cryptic Mishnah in challah that the Tosfos quotes on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Beis, Tchilosa isa v'sof is v'kon al chayv and challah. Tchilosa is v'kon v'sof isa chayv and challah. The only time it's potter is Chilosus of Ganim, Vesophus of Ganim, then we say Asav Ganim, Vahav, Hiskiritin as Potter from Challah. So what does it mean, Chilosus of Vesophus? So he doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam that Tchilosa means a Blilo Ob and a Sofa means an Afir. He says Tchilosa means at the time that you mix the flour with the water, did you plan to do an Afir? So if in the beginning you plan to do an Afir, so it already becomes Tevel right away, and you Chai Bechala, even if Lebesof, let's say he's not Marfish Chala, and then he changes his mind later on, and he cooks it, and he doesn't bake it. So the Ramban says it doesn't help, since Bishas Nesinas Hamayim, when he mixed the flour with the water, Tchilosa Isa means he planned to do an afir. It's already chai bechala al shem ha'asid. It's not that it's already called lechem. How can you call it lechem? It's raw. That part of the Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. They have this shiurim from the Brisker Rav Amenoches on Daf Ayin Hey on the base where this Gemara comes from. This whole brisa, middle of Lamed Zayin on the base and Brachas. There's a brisa that comes from Menoches, and all the Rashi and the Tosis, everything that's on our Daf is repeated over there. Everything that's over there is repeated over here, whichever one you learn first. Okay. So this whole Amud Beis appears there in Menoches. So they have the Shurim from the Brisker Rav, so he gets stuck on this point. It's problematic, and they have a horror from his son, Rav David Soloveitchik, in the middle of the notes. They can't krich out of this mess. How does the Rabbeinu Tam say that on raw dough it's already called lechem? He didn't even cook it yet. So the Ramban rejects the whole Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Ramban and Shulchan Aruch. That Tchilosa Isa means if you mix the flour with the water intending to do an afir later, so it becomes Chai Bechala. And even if you're not Mafrish Chala yet, and you go ahead and you cook it, you didn't bake it, since it was in Chai Bechala, it remains Tevel. You have to be Mafrish Chala. And if it was Tchilosa Suvganin V'Sofo Isa, when he mixed the flour with the water, he intended to do a Bishul. Tends to do a Bishul, so it's not going to be Lechem. Has to be baked in an oven. But then Lebesov, he changes his mind and he actually does bake it. So even though in the beginning when he mixed the flour with the water, he intended to do a bishul, intended it's not going to become lechem, but Lebesov, he did bake it in the oven. So then it's chai v'chala. If it's trilosa, that's trilosa suvganin, he intended it, his initial intention was that he's going to cook it, b'mashkin, or fry it, deep fry. Then Bisofu Isa, Lebesof, he didn't deep fry. Lebesof, he baked it in an oven. So that's Chai V'Chala. The only time the Ramban reads the Mishnah, that's how he passes. The only time it'll be Patam and Achala is if Tchilosa Sivganin, Bisofu Sivganin. In the beginning, when he mixed the flour with the water, he intended to do a Bishul. And the Lebesof, that's what he really did. He did a Bishul and he didn't do an Afir. So it never had a Shem Lechem. He never intended to make it Shem Lechem. There's no Afir. So it's not Chai V'Chala. That's how he passed it. There's just a question within the Ramban.
Where's the Ramban?
The Ran on the Rif, Amsochim, quotes this Ramban from the Hilchas Chala, Loha Ramban. The Ramban didn't have a Rif on Pcheiros. We have a Rif on all the Mesichtas that are relevant to Allah. We have a Rif on Brochus and on Shabbos and on Erevin. On Kotchim, we don't have any Rif. So the Ramban did not have a Rif on Pcheiros. The Ramban didn't have a Rif on the Dorim either. So in order to be Mashlin, the Sefer of the Rif, so the Ramban wrote an imitation Rif on the Dorim, and he wrote an imitation Rif on Pcheiros. So on the Dorim, they found the Rif. So they have the two printed one next to the other. They have the Rif on the Dorim, you have the Ramban on the Dorim. In the back of all the Gemara, they have the Ramban on the Dorim next to the Rif on the Dorim. And on Pcheiros, the Taka is no Rif. Amcharis. So we have the Ramban, Hilchas Pcharis Laha Ramban. So the Ran, most people know it from the Ran on the Rif, Amsochim Daf Lamed Zayin, where he quotes the whole Rabbeinu Tam story, the whole Bali Atosis, and he quotes Avol HaRamban Hilchas Pcharis Kosav, and he presents the Ramban. And some people know it from the Ramban in the original. You read the Ramban in the Hilchas Pcharis. He has all of Hilchas Pcharis, parts of Pcharis are relevant Halacha Lamaisa. Parts of it is kachim, it's not too relevant. Parts of it are relevant halacha lemaisa. And then in the middle of Pcharis, the Gemara mentions a little bit about challah. So the Ramban takes a detour and he goes through all the dinim of challah. So it's important. All of Hilchas challah is in Hilchas Pcharis lahar Ramban. So here there's a question. The Shulchan Aruch says we pass like the Ramban, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, what did the Ramban mean? Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam said it's either A or B, can endow it with the Shem Lechem. Either Blila Ova means Lisha, or Afia, either one or the other. And that's how he interpreted all the Gemaras. Everything fell into line So the Ramban holds that you need both. You need the Ramban holds that you need Lisha and Afia. Or the Ramban means it all depends on Afia. That Lisha is irrelevant. So it's chapta big nafkemina. Let's say your mother's baking a cake. You buy the ready-made mix in the store. So it says you mix in water and you beat it up, and then you pour it. The thing pours very easily. It doesn't pour like water. It's a blila raka. It pours. It's not so thick. So what do you do if it has a blila raka? Sponge cake. All sponge cakes. Half of the cakes are like that. Coffee cake is thick. All the cakes that have a lot of pockets of air. Yeah, pockets all over the place. You squeeze it in like that. So that. So those are all batters that are poured. So if you have a batter and you pour it and you bake it, so according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you had an afiyah. So afiyah is chayv and chal. The Shas, we don't really hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like the Ramban. So did the Ramban mean to say you need lisha v'afiyah? Or the Ramban says, forget about lisha, it's irrelevant. Afiyah. The whole thing depends on afiyah. So there's the two versions of the Ramban. That's really two versions of the Ramban. So the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch is that it all depends on afiyah. The lisha is irrelevant. Even if you have a blila raka, you plan to do an afiyah, it's already chai v'chala. Now you can be mafrish the chala in the state of blila raka. You take a spoon and you take out some of the batter and you put it on the side. You can be mafrish chala already now if you plan to do an afiyah. The Shach writes in Yeridei, we should be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam. So if you have a batter, if you have a soft batter, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be marked. You have to do it like the Ganav did. Chonav afor, yifish mena chala, after you bake it. After you bake it, because it had a blila raka, it doesn't get a shame lechem until after the afiyah. So the Shach says, yeah, even though the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Ramban, that if you plan to do an afiyah, it's ready chai v'chala right away. But he recommends one should be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam not to do the hafrosha chala till after the afiyah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the hafrosha that he did when it was a batter wasn't chal; it didn't get a shem lechem yet. So the shaila is within we pass to mikra din like the Ramban. So that's two versions of the Ramban. Whether the Ramban meant to say you need lisha v'afiyah. Well, lisha is lamala v'lamar, absolutely irrelevant. It all depends on afiyah. Rav Soloveitchik said that his mother told him that when she got married, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told her, her father-in-law that was told her, that Chalas Chutz Lortz, we have a whole series of kulas in the Gemara. Whenever there's any suffix, we're mekel, and even more than suffix. So he said, on Chalas Chutz Lortz, we're mekel, we're not mafresh chala on a batter. On sponge cake, you're not mafresh chala. That's not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz. And the simple reading on sponge cake also, you mafresh chala. So he said his mother used to be mafresh chala on sponge cake. He says Rav Chaim told her that that she doesn't have to. Chalas Chutz Lortz when mekel. He was assuming that the pshat in the Ramban is that you need lisha v'afiyah. Some write explicitly. The Meiri writes explicitly like that. Okay. The Meiri follows the Ramban, not the Rabbeinu Tam, and he understands the Ramban that you need lisha v'afiyah. And others, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch is not so. Shulchan Aruch doesn't. It says you don't need lisha. Even a blila raka, if you plan to do an afiyah, it already becomes tevel right away. It can be machrish techala now. And the Shach just says you should be machme for the Rabbeinu Tam, not to be machrish techala. In the state of batter, not to take the spoonful, you should wait till after you do the afiyah and then be mafresh chal. To be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Yeah, the Mechaba lived in Eretz Yisrael. See, there's a problem. The Tur lived in Chutz Lortz. He never stepped foot in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaba lived in Tzfas. So you have a lot of dinim in Shulchan Aruch that are basically for Bnei Chutz. In Shulchan Aruch, you read, let's say, the Kriyas HaTorah for Sukkos. So he starts. He's copying everything from the Tur. So he writes everything for the Bnei Chutz Lortz. And then he adds on it. For those who live in Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. What is it with those who live in Eretz Yisrael? He's copying from the Tur, basically. So here in Hilchas Chala, they mention in a few places, Chalas Chutz Lortz has Kula A, B, C, D. They don't say any Kulas over here. Here, the way they present it, It sounds like these dinim are the same. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz L'Eretz, it's all the same. So let's go back again. I asked the kasha on the Gemara, on the Tosefta, on the din. The Gemara has a din that we pass in La Loch and Shulchan Aruch. The details we're going to have to work out. The din of the Gemara was, if you have bread that started off as hamoitzi, and then you cooked it, you have French toast, a matzah fry, something, you did a bishul after the afiyah, so sometimes it'll retain the bracha of hamoitzi, sometimes it loses the hamoitzi, becomes bar mitzvah. Depends whether prus is kayamas or ain't prus kayamas, whatever that means, we didn't learn yet. That's on Laman Zayin on the base. So I asked the kasha, how can it be? How can it be? Isn't there a requirement that you have to have afiyah to be called lechem? So assumption number one is not muskam l'chol ha'deis. The Ramban says like that. We paskin like that. We paskin like the Ramban in Hilchas Chala, in Yerideya, Chela Gimel, and in Hilchas Bichas Hamazon, Hilchas Bichas Hanenin. We paskin like the Ramban. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not always the case. Sometimes you need afiyah, sometimes you don't need afiyah. It's not muskam l'chol ha'deis. If you had a blila ovo, then you don't need an afiyah. If you have a blila raka, then you do need an afiyah. So premise number one, halacha lemaisa, is a correct premise. But the Balei HaTesis will say it's not always the case. Then premise number two, Yonah said, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, where they yesh bishol achar afiyah. I said, isn't there a din of yesh bishol achar afiyah? And then premise number three was that the bishol is mevatel afiyah. That's a tesis. If the bishol undoes the afiyah, there's no afiyah, so there's no shem lechem. That was my kasha. So how can it ever be hamotzi? It should always be mezaynus.
Even for premise number one, that's talking about creating bread. Why do we assume that creating bread and losing the status of bread are the same rules?
If you hold from premise number three that the bishul is mevatel afiyah, if it undoes the afiyah, so it comes out, I declare that this doesn't have any afiyah.
Meaning the pasuk is only talking about creating bread, though.
Yeah, but if this undoes the afiyah, so it's considered as if it doesn't have an afiyah. Should be considered as if it doesn't have an afiyah. It's also a taina. Okay. So premise number one is mutal b'machlekes. Not everybody. We pass an halacha like the Ramban, that without, based on that pasuk in the Techichah, you have to have an afiyah in order to be called lech. By chiyuv chala, if you had chilasa isa, if you plan to do an afiyah, even if lebesof you did a bishul sofas of ganin, but since you initially, when you mix the flour with the water, when you did the nesinas amayim, you plan to do an afiyah, so the Ramban holds that's enough to be mechayv and chala. But lebesof, if you're going to cook it, you're not going to bake it, so Ramban is masking that it's not called lechem. It'll be tevel, because of your initial intention, chilasa isa, but it won't be amoitzi. In order to be called amoitzi, it depends on the end, whether you actually did an afiyah or not. So the first premise is accepted halacha l'maisa, but the Tosfos will not agree 100% in all cases. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The question is, the second premise true, that yesh bishol achar afiyah? So Yonah pointed out, it's two opinions on Shulchan Aruch, that's correct, but the yesh bishol achar afiyah. So we are machmir to say that yesh bishol achar afiyah. Where? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't put challah, you shouldn't put matzah into a bowl of burning hot soup. Even though the soup in the bowl is klisheni, and the mikra din klisheni, and the mavashel, but the Ri, Balatosis, interprets a Mishnah that there's a chumer midrabanan, that klisheni and the mavashel is only going to get to putting in tavlin. You're putting in flavoring, or you're going to put in cold water. Let's say I have burning hot tea or coffee, it's burning hot. I'm going to put in some cold water. So the cold water is going to disappear there. I'm going to put in a flavoring that's going to dissolve. I'm going to put in a chlesa tea bag and I'm going to take the tea bag out. I'm not going to eat the tavlin. The tavlin is something you don't eat, or the tavlin is something that gets dissolved. It's not a davar imid bifnei atzmo. What if I'll take water from a burning hot samovar, burning hot kettle, I'll pour it into a klisheni, and then I'll take some raw egg, I'll take a raw egg, and I'll put the egg in the burning hot water, and the egg will get soft-boiled, the egg will get cooked. So the Ri says, even though it's mutam and atar, ein bishul b'klisheni, ein derech bishul b'kach, ein bishul b'klisheni, but medirabbanan it's osa. When the Mishnah says in the third Perek and Shabbos in Perek Kira that it's mutar, That's only by tavlin, because you don't eat the tavlin. The tavlin gives flavoring. Or you mix in cold water into that water, so the cold water disappears in the hot water. Or the sugar or the salt, whatever, is going to dissolve. So it's not a dover aymed bifnei atzma. But if it's a dover aymed bifnei atzma, you put in a raw egg and it becomes soft-boiled egg. Hard-boiled it probably will not become, unless it's burning hot water. Maybe hard-boiled also. But soft-boiled. So that, since it's gonna, you're going to eat it as a dover aymed bifnei atzma, so the reholds that there's a chumra, the yesh bisha biklishen. So that's why they say in Shulchan Aruch, based on their Ablezim Imitz, that the Taisus himself learns the Gemara like that, that Ein Bishal Acha Bishal Ein Afi Acha Rafi is only if you repeat the same form of Bishal. But if you're doing Bishal Acha Rafi, Afi Acha Bishal, then you say Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal, because you're doing a new form of Bishal. So that's why my Kasha was based on that assumption, on the assumption that Yesh Bishal Acha Rafi. And then the third assumption was that when you do a bishal achar afiyah, the bishal undoes the afiyah, it's mevat le'afiyah. So Yonah pointed out, but that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether yesh bishal achar afiyah. Yeah. You have to keep in mind, in Hilchas Shabbos, there's a rule, you have to have melechas machshavos. The melech has to accomplish something. So some meforshim on the Rambam understand the Rambam is saying, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah regarding Bishul Akum. You're not allowed to eat food that was cooked by a Nochem because it may lead to friendship and it may lead to intermarriage. Bishum Chasnus. So the Gemara says, Bamed Var Mamurim, if the Nochem is cooking a Michael that really needed cooking. Let's say there's a Michael, I could have eaten it the way it is. An apple. In America, we eat apples the way they are. Carrots. Eat raw carrots in America. So the Nochem did me a favor, he cooked the apple. So I'm not going to be makat taiva so much. I could have, it's roi lechel moshu chai, if you could have eaten the food, or let's say the nochri made me a cup of tea, I could have, you can drink the water from the tap. The water is good the way it is, cold water. He cooked it, so now it's hot water, but you could drink cold water also. So water is nechel kamoshu chai, so there's no isra bishulakam on water. It's only on potatoes and on meat, or on cake and cookies, these kind of things that are anechal kamo shulchai. So that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah with respect to Bishul Akum. You look in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, he sounds like he writes that that's the definition of Bishul on the level of the rice of Hilchos Shabbos. It's not just a prat, is it going to lead to his karvus or not? If I'm eating a Michael that was cooked by a Nochri that's not nechal kamo shulchai, so I'm going to be so appreciative to the Nochri that he prepared the food for me, made it edible, I may fall in love with his daughter and I may enter marry. The Rambam seems to have understood that this is a definition of Bishul. If you have Bishul, there are three, the Rambam has in Hilchos Shabbos, there are three categories of Bishul on Shabbos. If you cook food, you cook flesh or chicken or vegetables, that's one dinner Bishul. Then if you cook water, there's a second dinner Bishul. Then if you cook tar or you cook metal, there's a third dinner Bishul. So the Rambam says, based on Gemara's Mishnah, each one is a different din. If you cook food, if you take raw food and you cook it, it's a malacha bishul. If you cook it till it becomes edible, what happens if the food was edible before you started to cook it? So from the Rambam would appear, there's no isa bishul menater. I water is always like that. So the Rambam said, that's a separate category. Water, hamachamim es hamayim, if you heat water, or orange juice, whatever, till the point of Yatza Lerizbol. That's a different category of Bishul. Bishul on food items, the definition of Bishul is if you cook it till it becomes Roy Lachila. Before you cooked it, it was not Roy Lachila. And now that you cooked it, it's Roy Lachila, so that's called Bishul. And the Rama got it from that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Nechot Moshe Chai, there's no Bishul Akam, not because it's not going to lead to his carvus. No, by definition, that's not called Bishul. Bishul by food items means you take a food item that's not Roy Lachila, you cook it till you make it, Roy Lachila. But it's very Roy Lachila to begin with. So that the, whatever you did is not called Bishul. You're just patchkinning around a little bit. Then he says, cooking water is a separate issa, a separate category of Bishul. And then he says, and if you're cooking tar, or you're cooking wooden pegs, you're cooking metal, so that's a third category of Bishul. A non-food items, three different categories. So let's say if we take the shayla of yesh bishul achar afi afi achar bishul. So some rishonim hold ain bishul achar bishul even applies ain bishul achar afi and afi achar bishul. We understand why very well. It's edible the way it is now. I did an afia on the challah. So I have challah on the table. The challah is edible the way it is. So even if I take the challah and I put the whole thing into the pot, into the soup pot on top of the fry, mamish bishul al gabei hesh, not bishul in the klisheni. I put it in the klivishim. Yeah, but it was edible before also. It's not nechel kamo shuachai. It's nechel kamo shuachshov. So you understand very well why there are other opinions that ein bishul achar afia, ein afia achar bishul in hilchos Shabbos, because by definition that's not called bishul. It's not called bishul. It could be it's not called bishul in kol haTorah kula. It's not called bishul. It could be it's not called bishul in hilchos Shabbos because it's lacking maleches machshevis. That's not clear. The Rambam sounds like he's saying that if you have an apple that's nechel kamo shuachai, you have carrots that are nechel kamo shuachai in America, and you cook it on Shabbos. Sounds from the Rambam, that's how some of them are forshim on kipshuto, that there's no isur bishul over there in HaTorah. All bishul is only the Rambam. Because whatever is nechel kamo shuachai, he took it from the Gemara by bishul akum, it's not called bishul and kol haTorah kula. And others hold, no, it's a special din in Hilchos Shabbos because it's lacking Malachas Moshevis. The thing was Roy Lachi, you didn't really accomplish so much. In Kol HaTorah Kula, Bishul Achar Afiyah would be called Bishul. Hilchos Shabbos, you're not really accomplishing. You could have eaten it before also. So there isn't so much of an accomplishment. So that's a question. You're right that in the Shulchan Aruch there are two opinions about the Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah. And the Ramah puts everything together. We're machma like the reed that is bishul b'klisheni. If it's a food item that's oimid b'fnei atzmai, that you're not allowed to take a raw egg and put it into a bowl of hot water in a klisheni, that it should become soft boiled. That's an isim midirabbanon mechzikim evashel. And then we're machmer, you're not allowed to take challah and put it into the bowl of soup. Because man, the soup is yatzal lettuce. Because we're machma yesh bishul achar afiyah. Yesh bishul achar afiyah. Or let's say the reverse. Let's say you have chicken that was cooked in the soup. So that's gedempte chicken. It's soggy. And I still have teeth, so I don't enjoy that kind of soft chicken. I enjoy roasted chicken. So I'll take the cooked chicken that was cooked already, I'll shake off all the liquid, and I'll put it on top, I'll put it next to the fire, and I want it to become roasted. So there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of HaChazara. It could be it's worse than an Issa D'Rabbanan. I want to make it roasted chicken. I like crispy chicken. I don't like soggy chicken. So that's what the Tosis says, Asvar de Yesh Afi Achabisho. Yesh Tzli Achabisho. That can be an Issa D'Raisa, not just an Issa D'Rabbanan. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan to take, that even though Ein Bishol Achabisho, you're not allowed to take food out of the refrigerator and put it back on top of the fire. That's called hachazara. The only time you're allowed putting back fully cooked food on top of the fire is if it was on the fire before Shabbos. All a bunch of conditions in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's say I'm not putting it on top of the fire. I put it next to the fire. I have a fire over here. I put it next to the fire. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that there's no isur of hachazara in such a case. There's no Issa D'Rabbanan Hachzara. You got to be careful. You may violate an Issa D'Raisa though. If you take the soggy chicken that had a bishul, and I'll shake off all the liquid, I want to have broiled chicken. So I'll put it in such a way there won't be an Issa of Hachzara. Or let's say, I have the pot with the hot chicken, it's on the fire now. I have the chicken soup on the fire. So it's on the fire. So I'll take out the chicken and put it on another frying pan. On top of another fire. So that's hachzor. Or to be yod of a daik del hachzor. Then it's done like gamri. But that can be. So there's no violation of hachzor there, but it could be a violation of an isa deraisa. The yesh tzliya achabishul in such a case. That's we machma for that. We machma for the opinion that yesh tzliya achabishul, the yesh bishul acharafiyah, and so on. If it's a different form, yesh bishul. And even the opinion that ein bishul achar tzliya, the ein tzliya achabishul. It could be, not muchach, it could be that they only say that in Hilchos Shabbos because you're not really accomplishing. There's no malachas mashevis. It was already roi lachila from before. The violation of bishul deraisa is I take raw food and I cook it till it's edible, till it's Michael ben Nerissa. I took cooked food. The food was fully cooked already. So I put it back on the fire, make it a different form of cooking. It's ready for Michael ben Nerissa before I even begin. So that's what some Rishonim hold, that ain't bishul achar afiyah, ain't afiyah achar bishul, and Hilchos Shabbos. It could be that they would agree in other areas that yesh bisha lachar afiyam, yesh afiyah ha-bisha. But it could be that not. Could be that not. Could be it's a din and kol ha-terkum. So the second premise is not so muskan either. First premise that we said was that in order to be called lechem you need afiyah. That's how we pass on like the Ramban. Halacha lemaisa, that premise is correct. The Rabbeinu Tam, and this Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Zayin and Beis, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, with the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, with the Tosfos and Pesachim, he disagrees. All over Shas. The Rabbeinu Tam forced his pshat on the Gemara, and he pushes it into the Gemara. He holds that you don't always need afiyah. So, granted that premise, we do accept Halacha, we pass like the Ramban. It's not called Lech Melech, so it has afiyah. Second premise that Yesh Bishalach Rafiyah is questionable. Not everybody agrees to that. The question is the third premise, that when you say, when you do it, even if you hold Yesh Bishalach Rafiyah, so does that lead one to believe that the Bishal is Mevatli Afiyah? It undoes the Afiyah. Where did that come from? What was the source for that idea? Yesh Bishalach Rafiyah, we could have said Mitzara Svara. Yesh afiyach abishol, yesh tzliach abishol. It's a different form of bishol.
Yeah.
But where did we get that idea from? That when you have yesh bishol achar afiyah, the bishol is mevatel leafiyah. So that we got from the Rabbeinu Tam is the whole story that we're not accepting lahalacha. That's all part of that Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gemara has take a look on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Alamed Ches on the base, right smack in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a brisa de Tanya, and it says on the margin, on the left hand margin, Psochim daf mem alef mem alef, that this brisa comes from Psoch. So there is a machlokes hatanoim. Let's say all the people, we started this, no? All the people find it difficult to chew the matzah, so you give them matzah mel. So matzah mel is a moitzi, and they can be out to the mitzvah. They won't have lechem mishneh if you give them matzah. But the din is that that's hamotz. So it says, what if I soak a matzah in water? It'll be gebrox. A person is not worried about gebrox. So it says yotze miraka kashori. That's what the Hasidim call gebrox in Hebrew. They call it shruya, matzah shruya. So the Gemara is talking about rokik instead of matzah. So rokik is zocher, matzah is in a keva. So a matzah shruya is the same as a rokik kashori. So that the Bryson, the Gemara says, you can be yotze with a gebrox. If you soak it in cold water, if you soak the matzah in cold water, it can be yotzei. Ubimavushal, even if you cook the matzah, it retains the din of matzah, and it's not matzah ashira, first tana holes. You can be yotzei with a matzah that was soaking in water, or matzah mavushal, provided shaloni moyach, provided it didn't disintegrate. If it's hot water and the whole matzah falls apart, and it's liquefied, so then you're not yotzei. That's not called achila, shtia. It's not called a lechem. It's not called lechem oni. Dibur Reb Meir, and the Gemara says we don't pass like Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Yosi. The Gemara says Reb Meir was too sharp. He was such a big genius. He could draw rings about everybody. He gave such shiurim, such complicated shiurim. He would explain all the logical possibilities. He would give 49 explanations why it should be this way, 49 explanations why it should be that way. And the students walked out, they didn't know whether they were coming or going. So they left the Shia, and they learned by the other Tanaim. So then in the next generation, when they were voting, how to paskin, when they took the consensus, so the students are a mayor, we're in the minority, because he wasn't a popular Rebbe. He hardly had anybody remaining in his class, because the shurim were too complicated. Yeah. So here also, the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rami, we pass like halachic Rabbi Yosi. What does Rabbi Yosi say? Usually, Rami, Rabbi Yud, halachic Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yosi, halachic Rabbi Yosi. Whenever Rami disagrees with someone else, usually we don't pass like Rami. Only halachic Rami would be gzeiroisa. He knew psychology well. So he knew how to make a gzeira. The other Tanoim weren't so keen on the psychology, and he was sharper. He knew how to make gzeiras, how to think like a balabos. The other Tanoim thought like Tanoim. Rameh knew how to crawl into the mind of a balabas, how to make zeris. So that's a halachic Rameh big zeris. Okay. So Rabbi Yosi is the one we pass like over here. Rabbi Yosi Yameh Mirotim Biraka Kashori. If you soak the matzah in water, is good. Avaloi bimavushal afa pishalay nimach. If it's nimoyach adeh abishal Rameh, also says no good. That's not called lechem. It disintegrated. But even if it's mevushal, afal pi shaloyin imoyach, you're not yaitza. So the shaila is, why not? We pass like Rabbi Yossi, why is it no good? Matzah mevushalas. So first, the Gemara here, on Lamed Ches on the base, quotes it in the context of the topic of shlokas. What bracha do you recite over cooked vegetables? Vegetables, the bracha is bar pri adam. A fruit, the bracha is bar pri hoeitz. So maybe if you cook it, it's considered a shinui. And the shinui is panam chadash is baolaka, and it's considered as if it's a new entity. And it's a synthetic food. It loses its whole past history. A synthetic food is shahakol. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Whether shlokas is mevarchem alayim bar pri adama. Shlokas means cooked vegetables. Does it retain the bracha bar pi adama? Or should I say that it loses its identity because you cooked it and said panim chadosh is baolakan like shinui kind of by the ganach and shinui kind of by the reishis hagez and shinui kind of by the estan zayna mecher kelev. Whenever there's a shinui panim chadosh, so this is also called that. And food, this is called the shinui. The cooking, the grinding will be called the shinui. So that's how the Gemara first thought. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotzim baracha kamavushal. And the Gemara thought, why? Because shloka is a panim chadash is balakan. When you cook it, it loses its whole past the history. So it's a synthetic food. It's not called the matzah. So then the Gemara says, right away, v'loihi. No, it's not necessarily the pshat. The yodlam, you can say, the kuli alma shloka is mavach alein bar pri adoma. You can say, bein le rameir, bein le rabbi Yossi. Not only does rameir hold that it retains the shem lechem, rabbi Yossi kibli also holds that it retains the shem lechem. It's a different reason why it's no good. Bad kan lakam Rabbi Yossi asmalim shim bin tamatz of aleka. I will hocha by a bar pi adam. I feel Rabbi Yossi murdered that is bar pi adam. So what did the Gemara say? The reason why Rabbi Yossi says it's no good be'in on tam matz of aleka. Mazeh. What does that mean? Be'in on tam matz of aleka. See, here's where the Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif quotes from the Balei HaTosfos and the Tosfos Hamsochim discusses it. What is he talking about, being on tam matzah v'leka? What does it mean? So some Rishonim learn, based on the Hemshech of the Gemara Hamsochim Daf Mem Aleph, where this is quoted also, that Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyah, and the Bishol is Mevatel Li'afiyah. The Bishol is Mevatel, not that Shlokas is Panim Chadosh is Bo'lekan, no. Yesh bishal achar afiyah, and the bishal is mevatel afiyah. So you're left with a matzah that never had an afiyah. Consider as if the matzah never had an afiyah. And it's talking about a matzah, according to the Rabbi Natan. It's talking about a matzah that only had a blila rako. If it would have had a blila over, then it didn't need an afiyah in order to be called a lechem. But if it had a blila rako, so it's only called lechem because it has an afiyah. Wafu es anosh melach lechem etan rechem, you need afiyah betanur. So you had an afiyah, but then you had a bishul. So yesh bishul achar afiyah, the bishul is mevatel afiyah. So it's no longer called lechem. Be'inan ta matzav alecha means it's not called lechem. That's one pshat in text. Then other rishonim say no. The Rabbeinu Yoni says no. That's not the pshat. There is no such din that bishul is mevatel afiyah, and you're left with a lechem that never had, that doesn't have an afiyah. Nah. It just means being on tam matzah v'leka means that it's called matzah ashira. All the pshatim really, the both pshatim don't fit in well in the lashon haGemara. Being on tam matzah v'leka. The Gemara has in the end of Pesachim, the Gemara draws a contrast between bola matzah as opposed to bola moror. The Gemara says, let's say a person doesn't chew his food. The mother always says, chew your food well before you swallow. So let's say he doesn't chew his food, he just swallows all the food chunks. So the Gemara says, Bola matzah yotza. If you swallow matzah without chewing it to tiny particles, you yotze. Bola morar lo yotza. Why is there a difference between bola matzah and bola morar? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that b'liya b'lila isa, if you swallow without chewing, is called achila and called terakula. It is called achila. Hashem lets a person swallows a trefa capsule. A person swallows a trefa pill. That has chazer in it, chazer shmalt or something. He swallows it, but he never chewed it. Is that called achilah? So most of the poskim assume, yeah, b'liya b'lila isa, if you swallow without chewing, it's called achilah. It's the yotzim and haklal is marar, because you have to eat the marar and you should taste the bitter flavor. So bein and tam marar v'leka. Matzah doesn't need tam matzah, but marar needs tam marar. So So that's the shaila. All the Rishonim asked. The Gemara says, "Befeirush over there, bala matza yotza, bala mar lo yotza." Why? Because lo being on tamatza, but just being on tamara. Here the Gemara says, "Be passing like Rabbi Yossi." And the reason why Rabbi Yossi says matza mevushelis, raka kamavushel is no good because being on tamatza aleka. The din is lo being on tamatza. The Gemara says, "Befeirush, you don't need tamatza." So the Rishonim answer, they're two different things. The matzah has to have a tam matzah. I don't have to taste the tam of the matzah. But the matzah, in order that it should be kosher for the mitzvah, has to have a tam matzah. If you have a rakik ha-mavushol, a matzah mavusheles, the cheftz of the matzah doesn't have a tam matzah. There is no requirement that I should taste it. So what kind of aloch is that? What kind of strange din is that? That the matzah has to have a tam matzah, otherwise somewhat nadin. So that's what the Rishonim are working on. So some of the Rishonim say, if it doesn't have a tamatza, it's not called a lechem. Because the bishul is mevatli afiyah, and the lechem that doesn't have an afiyah is not called lechem. It's doichik. That's what it means. Bina tamatza v'lechem is not called lechem. Very difficult. But that's a half of the Rishonim there himself, and say like that. And the Rabbein Yonah here quotes the Tosis. We have the Tosis there himself, and Daf Malach. Tosis says, no. The Rambam sounds like that. Bina tamatza v'lechem means that it's called matzah shira. A matzah mevashelis. Is a matzah shir. That was how we started the whole discussion. The Gemara said we have two Gemaras in Sochem, one Omid next to the other. Lamed Vav Amid Beis and Lamed Zayin Amid Al. So Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara had a brisa. Lechem Oni Prat Lecholot Vashisha. That Cholot Vashisha, Cholot is matzah mevusheles, is called matzah shir. That was the simple reading of the brisa. It is called lechem, but it's called matzah shir. So that's how the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Balei HaTosis read this. Bina ta matzah v'lecho. The tama matzah has to taste like lechem oini. If the cheftza, you don't have to taste any flavor at all. Bala matzah is yotza, not the same as mara. But the cheftza of the matzah has to taste like matzah aniyah, lechem oini. If it tastes like matzah shir, it's no good. That's how those rishonim learn. So again, so all the three premises are not muskum. All the three, my murder is kasha based on the three premises. Not everybody agrees. Could be that all three premises are not true. But for sure, you don't necessarily have to assume that all three are true. So what is the whole Yisayid Adin over here? So my kasha is Nishkin kasha. So what is the basis of the din over here? If you had a piece of bread, and then you made French toast out of it, you had lechem that was hamotzi, brachas hamotzi, and then you cook it, so sometimes it retains the bracha of Amotzi, sometimes it's lower down to burn mitzvahs. What does it depend on? So the answer is, it is lechem. We said it many times. Pasav abikisnin is lechem. Yechayv and afrashas chal, it is lechem. Oy bachokim lechem. Benegeh to dinim de'arais, it is lechem. You can be yotzei. We said the Rambam's opinion is that matzah shira is only if the matzah was mixed with yayin shemen dvash and cholov. Any other may perish is good. So according to the Rambam, meg matzah is kosher l'mahadrin v'shmura matzah. We don't pass like that, but the Rambam holds like that. So the minchas chinuch is, how can it be? But it's very minim zaynus. So he answers, no, but it's still lechem. If you would have been kaveh sudan, it would have been amoytzi in our Pesach night. You are kaveh sudan. The svardim usually, many svardim say mizaynus on matzah all year long. On Pesach night they say amoytzi because that's a kaveh sudan. So that's not a problem. Pas habobi kistin is a subcategory of pas. So that's what the brisa means to say here. The lechem of ushol, that brisa on lamed zayinim and alf, that tosefta. If you have prusas kayomis, then it retains the bracha of amoytz. Ain prusas kayomis loses the bracha. Why? It is lechem, but it's lechem at pasabobi kisne. It falls into this subcategory. It is lechem. It didn't fall, but I asked the kasha, how can it be lechem? The bishul is mevat lafia, and for lechem you have to have afia. The answer is, we don't accept, no one accepts all those three premises. You have to reject either one or two or maybe all three of the premises. So basically, cooking it does not cancel the Shem Lechem. It does retain the Shem Lechem. But it could be that it lowers it down to the level of Pasa Bobi Kisna. Originally it was plain old Lechem, and now you made it into Pasa Bobi Kisna, a subcategory which is Mizoinus and Alamichya, and known until it's Adap. So that's what the Bryson says. It depends whether Prusas Kayamas or Ena Prusas Kayamas. But my kasha on the level of their ISIS should lose the whole Shem Lechem. The kasha is not correct. We don't, there's no Tana, no Rishon who's going to accept all the three premises. Nobody holds more of the three premises. Okay, next, now that we have this Hakdama, now we got to start the next Gemara with the Chabitza. Amar Rav Yosef, hi Chabitza. Try to figure out what's going on here. Okay, this Sunday is regular Shia. When is this conference? All day long conference begins what time? 9:30. I don't think I'm obligated to attend in the morning. I think my sessions are in the afternoon. Okay. They're having the world's greatest expert on these issues. It's coming from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Menachem Burstein. He's a very sweetie pie. He's from Merkel Sarah, very sweet fellow. And he has the whole Machon Pua to help people with halachic solutions. People have problems in Hilchas Nida or fertility problems. So it's kedai to listen to him. He knows what he's talking about. Okay, tomorrow is Parshas HaShavua.